Later today, the province will raise a flag at Confederation Building in hopes of raising awareness of the benefits of investing in occupational health and safety. North American Occupational Health and Safety Week, or Safety and Health Week, I guess, NAOSH, it kicks off today in St. John's. It's throughout Canada, the United States, and Mexico. Kathy Dormady is occupational health nurse and vice chair of the Canadian Society of Safety Engineering, Avalon Chapter, joins me live in the studio. Good to see you, Kathy.
Good to be here.
Do most employers take it seriously, health and safety on the job?
I think most employers certainly do. I think the average person wants to make sure that nobody gets hurt. But at the end of the day, even though there's more awareness with employers, if you talk to probably the Occupational Health and Safety Division, the Enforcement Division, they're still issuing fines, they're still issuing directives, and injuries are still happening in the workplace. So even though I think there's more awareness and they are taking it seriously, there's more that needs to be done.
So injuries on the workplace, on site, are down, but serious injuries are up, right?
Correct.
So there's, of course, a partnership required, and the employers, for a variety of things, cost being one, their moral obligation through employees being another. But employees, nobody wants to get hurt. Everyone wants to come home safe. But do they take it serious, all the precautions required on the job?
I think for the most part, most employees do as well. Nobody wants to be injured, as I said earlier. But employees do have a responsibility. Everyone needs to work together. There has to be a partnership in order to provide true health and safety within the workplace. And employees have a key role in that as well.
You say we're giving out fines. How does that fine structure work?
That you would have to ask that question to the Occupational Health and Safety Division to Enforcement Danelle. I've actually not worked there, so I wouldn't be able to comment on that.
We hear all kinds of stories about the most dangerous industries, you know, the fishery being number one in this province, and one of the most dangerous jobs in the world. What other types of industries and age demographics are most prone or susceptible to injury?
So my experience is obviously not in all industries, but Workplace NL has put out some information. And the fishing industry, the agricultural industry, they also mentioned that healthcare, even though injuries are down, they're still somewhat significant. When we talk about vulnerable workers in the workplace, that could be a various group of people, such as young workers, it could be older workers, it could be employees that are in temporary employment contracts. So these individuals would be at higher risk, largely because they might not have the same experience. Mm-hmm. They might not be able to identify the hazards the same way. They might not have the same training. They also could be fearful of losing their job and not wanting to speak up because they are in a temporary position and they want to be hired back.
And there's protections for those people who feel that way. So they've got to try to push that to the back of their mind and do the right thing for their own safety and that of their colleagues. It's easy to recognize if you've been burnt or cut or broke your arm or broke your ankle. But nowadays we're talking more and more about the mental stresses on the job and emotional issues that arise on the job. And it doesn't need to be as severe as PTSD. So inside the realm of occupational health and safety, where are we on the emotional mental issues at work?
I think we're making good strides. It's a growing acceptance now within industry to look at employees' mental health, their well-being, their emotional resilience. And I think the key to all of that is really prevention and where the employers stand with that. So employers need to be looking at providing a respectful work environment, an environment where people feel safe to report injuries, incidents, unfair treatment, bullying, and things like that. Training is really important. Having policies and procedures in place to follow up with people following an incident. And it's not enough just really to say, are you okay? Because most people will say, yes, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. But we have to do our due diligence, provide that level of support, and people need access to services. So employers need to link employees to those services.
It's amazing how different it can be for different employers. I've worked in some places where there was just something on the bulletin board, if you need a form, fill it out, and other places where it was really hands-on, first and foremost, safety meetings all the time. Some industries are notorious for it. Oil and gas, for instance. Every meeting they have, even amongst corporate executives, a safety minute. And some places where there's absolute risk all day, every day, moving parts, machinery, and otherwise, they just have a bulletin board that says, if you get hurt, here's the form. That's got to change.
Yeah.
Kathy, it's great to have you in here this morning. No one wants to get hurt on the job, but that requires the partnership. Employers and employees both take it absolutely seriously, of course. Nice to see you this morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me.